Blog Talk Radio. Hey, y'all.
What up, what up?
How you doing?
Good.
All right, all right. So, I guess we can go over that song, the churchy one. Let's get it. I think this song is missing something. I feel the song needs a choir.
Yeah, a choir would be nice. But we can't get no choir this short notice.
Mm. I mean, we're in Atlanta.
I'm from Dallas.
Don't come for my praise.
But I just think it's short notice to try to get a choir.
Let me show you.
What are you talking about?
God, I'm going to help you.
Yeah.
That's what I'm about to do. Social media. Watch this. Miranda Curtis needs a choir. Post. Now watch this. It's going to be massive.
Okay. Come on, God.
We're going to jam for the lamb. So, y'all come on in. Come on in. I'm so glad you're here. This is about to be bananas.
I'll do whatever it takes, whatever it takes. Since you got the victory in the house, you ought to act like it.
I've been looking for an excuse to sound, and now I got my excuse. So why don't we stop for a minute? 1, 2, 3, 4, everybody. You wanna cut loose in the building? You wanna shout in the building? Tell your neighbor if the devil gonna stop the church. He would have already done it, but he's got no place here.
Everything the devil tried, God made it fail. God made it fail. God made it fail. Oh my goodness. Everything the devil tried, God made it fail.
Thank you. Amen, amen, amen. I don't know about you, but I am so glad that God made it fail. Good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am hosting a guest host this morning for our Women's Day Thursday. Listen, call a friend, tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air and our Women's Day Thursday is live. It is not Memorex. Listen, I just told my age, but it'll be all right. Listen, call a friend, tell a neighbor. That number is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. And this is... y'all are not in the wrong spot. Y'all have not called the wrong number. Apostle has released me to be able to come on here and to share with you guys on this morning. I'm not going to take the broadcast over. I'm just a stand-in. I'm just a fill-in. But I'm so glad that she trusted me to be able to come on and to share with you guys on this morning. We have our guest that will be coming on here just in a little bit, none other than our spiritual daughter from way from Chi-Town. Listen, Chicago, we got our spiritual daughter in the house, none other than Yolanda Reed will be bringing the word on this morning. But you know how we do it right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Before we go another further, let us go into effectual fervent prayer, and we're going to share our scripture on this morning, and then we're going to go ahead on and we'll continue to broadcast from there. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this day. God, we thank you for the opportunity, God, to just come before you in your presence just to pray. God, to call upon your name, the name above all names, the name that shifts and moves and transitions, God. God, the name that shakes heaven and earth when we call on your name, and that name is the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you right now, God, for doing what you do best, and that is be God and be big in our life. God, we thank you for doing what you do best, God. God, and that is be amazing, God. That is be omnipotent, God. That is be powerful, God. God, be a God that shifts and transitions, God. So we thank you in advance, God, for what you're doing and what you're about to do. God, in our lives, God, we pray for the speaker on today. God, we pray that you will endow her with power. God, we thank you for pulling, God, God, that word that's down in the belly of her belly. God, of the city of a never dying soul, God, that you will be able to share this word on today. God, we lift up to you, God. God, we pray, God, that as she begins to speak, God, this word, God, it will move on the hearts of the people who needs to hear it, God. God, and we give your name praise in Jesus' mighty name. We pray and we say amen, amen, and amen. Listen, we're going to go ahead on and we're going to share our morning scripture that we have this morning. Our morning scripture will be coming from 1 Peter, the second chapter, verses 9 and 10. And it simply says, but ye are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a particular people, that ye should show forth the praise of him who has called you out of darkness into the marvelous light, which in times past were not a people, but are now the new people of God, which hold not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Amen, amen, amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the doers, the hearers, and the receivers of his great word. We want to also acknowledge all of those great countries that are listening in. I'm going to take out a moment. This is my soapbox moment. When we share these great countries that are listening in, we want you guys to know that these countries, on any given occasion that they are listening in, there are some countries, listen to me very carefully, there are some countries that are listening in, ladies and gentlemen, they're listening in on some little internet box. They may be huddled around an internet phone and they're listening to this broadcast. And now watch this. There are some of those, if they're caught with so much as a scripture, not a Bible, a scripture. You know the scripture that says bind it upon your fingers, write it upon your tablets of your heart, take it and put it upon your forehead. Now, some of these great people of God, they want the word of God so bad that they'll tear that page out of that Bible, and they'll take it and they'll literally put it in their hats. They'll put it on their waistband. They'll put it in their shoes. They'll wrap it in their garments on their clothes. And if they're searched and they're found this, now watch this here. Some of them are taken into the street and made examples out of. Some of them are sold into slavery. Some of them are just separated from their families and they never see their families again. To be an example, watch this here, for those who believe and worship God. Now, there are those of us, we get the opportunity on Sunday, we listen to every gospel song we wanted to listen to. We listened to gospel songs on yesterday. We sang. We pray. We pray as a church every day at 12 noon. We pray. And we have that opportunity to do it freely. But there are those that are under the sound of our voices that are in those other countries. If they're caught that way, it's the end of their life. So this is the reason why we highlight these countries, because what we want to do is we want to put these countries up before the Lord and pray. And pray for the taskmasters, the ones that have rule over them, the ones that have authority and the ones that are in the armies and in the camps that are telling and having these people pulled out into the street. We want to pray for them too. Because watch this, if we turn their hearts, if we pray and ask God to turn their hearts, if we call on the name of the Lord and have them compel them to come unto Christ, watch this here, we very well may save someone's life. We may not can be there physically, but our prayers can reach anywhere. Amen? So that's what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead on and acknowledge those countries. And in your prayer time, lift these countries up. You may not remember every name that is on this list, but what you could do is say, Lord, bless those countries that are listening in on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. That's how you do it. And that, watch this here, God will be favorable and listen, and he'll move on the sincerity of our prayers. The prayers of the righteous avail much. Watch, so where two or three are gathered together, he is in the midst. So let us pray. Let us pray and talk to the Lord and call on his name and lift these countries and acknowledge those great countries. We have the United States, we have Canada, we have Brazil, we have Ghana, we have Guyana, we have Nigeria, we have Zimbabwe, we have South Africa, we have Jamaica, we have Saudi Arabia, we have China, we have Hong Kong, we have Germany, we have Bulgaria, we have Russia, we have Mexico, we have the United Kingdoms, we have Paris, France, we have Japan, South Korea, we have Ireland, we have India, we have Portugal, we have the Netherlands, we have Italy, we have Thailand, we have Romania, and we have Hungary. And we want to tell you guys, thank you so very much. All of the apostles and church pastors that are establishing churches in those areas, keep your hand to the plow, my brothers. Keep your hand to the plow, my sisters. Do not give in. Do not give out. There are someone on the other side of this world that is praying for you, that are interceding for you, that's calling on the name of the Lord for you, asking God to have favor on your life and to give you the strength to continue to fight the good fight of faith and to continue to compel those to come to Christ. So know that your work is not in vain, those of you all that are out there in the trenches in those other countries. So we love you. We appreciate you. And we thank you so much for your continued support of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Let's go. Everybody go.
Thank you. great God we serve.
We cannot hold our guests any longer. We are excited about the word that the Lord has placed inside of the belly of our daughter on this morning. I'm just excited. What we want to do is I'm going to relinquish my stand, and I'm going to present to some, and I'm going to introduce to others none other than our daughter, our spiritual daughter, way from Chicago, from Chi-Town. Listen, none other than the prophetess Yolanda Reed. Woman of God, you have the floor. Please bless the people.
Blessings to all who hear me. I want to say I thank God for another day and ask God that will be before me as I share the word of God to all and to let you know that God is an on-time God and he is awesome. God, I thank you for this opportunity. I humble myself and I take myself out of the equation. I pray, oh God, that you will lead and guide me in everything that I do, that you will be glorified, oh God. I pray as I go forth that the Holy Spirit will go before me, open up understanding, open up wisdom, open up to share, to encourage, oh God, and for it to do as you will have it to do. Not my will, God, but your will be done. I thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, and I say amen. Coming from the scripture, 1 Timothy 5 and 5, when it talks about the widow woman, and I'm coming from the New International Version, the widow who is really in need and left all alone puts her hope in God and continues night and day to pray to ask God for help. Now, when Timothy was talking about the widow, he considered the members of church family should demonstrate love for one another. Everyone in Timothy's church would have agreed that they should love one another. And very often in the Bible, a widow is a representative of a marginalized people. A woman who lost her husband, in biblical times especially, often found herself without means of support. So the way that the family dynamics was set up back in the day, the sole provider, he took care of everything, and the wife took care of the home and the kids, and that's what order it was. So the covering of the husband was God, and the covering of the wife was the husband. So when the husband died, the wife was left with all that debt, and usually they would go into poverty. And what happened also was that the biblical times, they wanted her family to surround her and make sure she was taken care of, but that did not always happen. She ended up being a widow without. And usually when they talk about, a real widow back in the day, they consider a real widow that was a woman of one husband, 60 years and older, was considered of widow, and that because they feel around that age she will never get married again, and her commitment was to go to God, and she would pray night and day to God and put her petitions in that way, and she was protected by God that you're not supposed to harm her or fatherless children. Back in Exodus, when I was reading, God had told them not to harm them. Exodus 22:22-23 says, "Don't mistreat widows or orphans. If you do and they cry out to me, you can be sure I'll take them most seriously. I show my anger and come raging among you with the sword, and your wives will end up widows and your children orphans." God was protective of them because, guess what? They had no protection because their husband was gone. And that protection back in the day was the husband. Today, the husband is still the covering, and you don't have your husband, and you single. God is your covering. You're supposed to do things to please God. God is your first priority. And serving him. And what happens with the widow, when a true widow, when she no longer has a husband, her covering, of course, is God. And she goes back to praying and seeking God and pleasing God. And God becomes her everything. And putting that in today's terms, in today's life, even with the single women, even with singles, you're to please God and seek God. Like 1 Corinthians 7:34 tells us, "And his interests are divided. An unmarried woman or virgin is concerned about the Lord's affairs, Her aim is to be devoted to the Lord in both body and spirit. But a married woman is concerned about the affairs of this world, how she can please her husband. And it doesn't mean that she don't please God. She does please God. But she makes God happy when she takes care of her husband and does her wifely as a wife. And she still serves God. She still prays. She still fasts. But it's the order of how God placed the family. Just also to let you know that the widowers of today, they're not all living in poverty. It's been set up in a way that a lot of widows are taken care of by their husbands. We have different things in place, whether it's Social Security left from the husband, or there's life insurance remaining from the husband, or their own income. It's different from way back then, but at the same time, God still protects the widow and the fatherless children, still the same. His word does not fade away at all. Everything else is going to pass away, but not his word. To encourage you, reading in Ruth, when it talks about Ruth, who had a husband and two sons, and then her husband died, and then her two sons that she had was married to Moabite women. And all she had was the two Moabite women, and they went into poverty because all their covering was gone. When her husband died, at least she had her two sons that would help take care of her and take care of the family. But when they were gone, then their widows, which was her daughter-in-laws, were left. And it was just the three of them. And it got into famine, so she thought about going back home. So when she turned to go back home, her two daughter-in-laws was going to follow her, and she turned around and told them, no, you know what, go, you're still young. Go and stay with your own kind and find a husband and remarry. You have an opportunity because you're young to remarry and give seed. I have nothing to give you. I don't have another son. If I did, would you wait till he grow up to take him on? And what happened was, her name was Naomi, but she took on Ruth, who Ruth told her, I'm not going nowhere. Ruth had a compassion and a heart for Naomi, her mother-in-law, where she decided, I'm going to stick with her. She's been through too much, and I'm not going to leave her. I'm going to be with her. Whatever God she served, I'm going to serve. Whatever she would have me to do, I will do, because I see that she's hurting, because Naomi became bitter because she lost her husband and her husband's seed. So there's no way of her having any grandkids to see grow up or to nurture or to encourage or love on. She don't see the seed growing. Sons, it's over. So she became bitter. But even when we're going through something and we are bitter, thank God for the people that he has in our lives that don't give up on us, whether they're praying for us, whether they're encouraging us. We thank God for the people that he placed in our lives to let us know not to quit, not to give up, to be encouraged. I know you're hurting, but I'm going to pray for you that God sends you comfort during the time you're going through, that you don't give up, that God has not forgotten about you. So they went on, and Naomi and Ruth went back to Naomi's hometown, and she got amongst her husband's kinsmen. And Ruth ended up getting a job working for Boaz. And Boaz was kinsman to Naomi's husband. So she's working, and the first thing that Boaz sees, he sees something that's about her. And he tells the different ones, okay, while she's working, would I have dropped more on the ground so that she can collect and let nobody touch her, let her not go nowhere. And so she's coming back home to Naomi, and she's full of all that she's gathered. And Naomi, in her wisdom, even though she felt like she was being bitter or call herself bitter because all she done been through, she sees a light. And she gives Ruth instructions on how to go at Boaz, because guess what? Back in the day, when a widow was, like I said, was gone, it was the duty of the family to keep the her husband's legacy alive. So they was obligated to make sure his widow was taken care of. And so what happened was when Naomi gave Ruth instructions to go at Boaz, she went to Boaz and she laid at his feet. And he had laid down, didn't know she was there at first. And then he looked and seen her, and he knew that that was a proposal to marriage. And she left, she laid on his feet, but let his feet open so that they would wake up in enough time where don't nobody know that she was there. And he didn't automatically just go ahead and marry her. He went to the other kinsman that was before him to see if he wanted her and take on that responsibility. But that kinsman told him no. So then Boaz went ahead and married Ruth. And when they came together and came forth with a seed, a son. And from that lineage, from that seed, came David out of it all. So to encourage you, to let you know that no matter what you're going through, whether you're bitter, whether you're depressed, whether you're going through a difficult financial situation, just know that God got things in place. And as a widow woman, we should all take on that commitment to God and praying and fasting and seeking God, asking for help, asking for direction, where God becomes our priority. God becomes our everything, because without him, we can't do a thing. God is amazing in everything. And when you look back, when you get through what you got to get through, because, you know, he tells us that we're more than overcomers. And when you get through what you got to go through, when you overcome and you look back, all you could say about that situation is that it was God. If it had not been for God, I would have lost my mind. If it had not been for God, I don't know where I would be. And majority of things that you go through, you can look other people that don't know God or not trying to know God, go through the things that you have been through, they did not make it. Long as you living, long as you are breathing, long as you are alive, you have a purpose. And God has a plan. And we are not out here by ourselves. He is with us. He has never left us alone. When he died and he rose again, he sent back a comforter, which is the Holy Spirit that will keep you. Stay in the word of God. Stay encouraged. Even if you had to look back at how God brought you through so many things, that would encourage you by itself. Stay encouraged. Encourage yourself, encourage others. Take the time to pray, and take the time to pray for others, because that also encourages you. I pray that this word bless you, and be blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Wonderful job. Wonderful job. Prophetess, wonderful job. I love how you brought out the importance of not giving up. I was actually listening to a pastor, a bishop actually preach on this thing, on that particular topic, not particular topic, but that particular passage. And what was so interesting to me is that you brought out the same point that he brought out about Naomi. As a matter of fact, when she made it to the city, they knew her. They say Naomi. And she said, no longer call me Naomi, call me Mara, for I am bitter. Sometimes, watch this here, a bad place can make us bitter for no reason. God is still working some things out for us. God is still working some things out in our favor. And sometimes it's not God, I'm going to mess him up with this one. It's not about the place that you're in, it's about the company that you keep. Girl, listen, it's not about the place that you're in. It's about the company that you keep. See, you got to understand that even though you're in a bad place, even though you're in a difficult place, even though you're in a complex place, it's not about the the place that you're in, but it's about the company that you keep. Because the company that you keep should be the ones that encourage you. They should be the ones that strengthen you. They should be the ones that pat you on the back. They should be the ones that tell you you can keep on going. They should be the ones that tell you, listen, it may not look good right now, but I know that the God that we serve is going to bring us out. Watch this here. We're going to cry together today, but we're going to shout together tomorrow. Come on here. You got to get the right people lined up in the right place to get, come on here. You got to get the right people lined up in the right place to do what needs to be done. And watch this here. And when they set back and they realize that you in a terrible place, watch this here. Even though they in a terrible place, because watch this here, Naomi's daughters, they lost their husbands too. Watch this here. They could have all been bitter together. They could listen. She changes her name tomorrow. God dog it, I'm gonna change my name tomorrow too. We all gonna be Mara together. We all gonna be bitter together. But watch what Naomi, watch what Ruth did. Ruth continued to push, and she told her, she said, I know she needs me. Come here. Get you some folk that know that you need, that know that they need you to be the strength, to be the word, to help them keep on going. So watch this, so you can keep on going. Get people around you that want to be, come on, let me help you. Let me bless you to your blessed place. Push you to your purpose, drive you to your destiny. Get you some people around you that know that they need you and you need them. How about that?
Yes.
Put the right people in your life.
Yes.
You blessed me this morning, daughter. You blessed me this morning. You blessed me in prophetess. I'm telling you. That strengthened me. Because watch what this says. I'm going to tell you what you did for a whole lot of people. You made a whole lot of people reevaluate some relationships. That's what you did this morning. I'm just telling you. I'm gonna show you what you did this morning. You spoke a word that made people reevaluate their relationship with a whole lot of folk. Because watch this. Some people are there because they want to be seen. Some people are there because they see you, and if you stick close enough to them, watch this. They're gonna see you too. Then you got those folks that stick around you because they know that it's important for them to be in the right place at the right time. Because if something pop off, listen, I got my sister back. I got my brother back. Not today, Satan. You ain't fit to you close enough to see them. When they get weary, you can put your hand in their back and say, come on, square your shoulders. Today, listen. I know it's the anniversary of their death. Come here, let me help you. I know. Come here. You remember stuff like that? I know this is the day that it got difficult. I know this is the day that y'all checked him into the hospital. Listen. Come here. I know this is the day that y'all eulogized him. See, you got to get some people. God, man, I preach this. You got to get some people that's around you that understands and know that no matter how bad your stuff look, that you got somebody saying, okay, you know what? We can do this together. You breathe, I breathe.
Yes.
You listen, and let me show you something. We don't look at this part. We don't look at this part. And I think all three of y'all need to get together. Y'all need to work on this because this is powerful. You got people that's connected to you, and the people that you got connected to you, you don't realize the stuff that they go through. Naomi was going through it, and Ruth was going through it. How many times Naomi needed to be encouraged and Ruth was hurting too? But she found, a way to be an encouragement to somebody when she needed encouragement herself. And that's the beautiful part about being able to pull on God and be an example for somebody else. I don't know how many times I sit back and keep on pushing. I've had people say, man, you encourage me, Doc, and don't know that right before I stepped out on the pulpit, right before I got on that phone call, I was talking to the Lord, telling the Lord, you know what? I'm tired. I'm sick and tired. I'm sick and tired, Lord. I'm tired of this. I'm tired. And I get on, and I get up there, and I'm, God bless you, welcome, and I'm going. And see, we go because it's what's in us.
Yes.
But I'm going to show you the power of God. We keep going because it's in us, because we know that we have an assignment. But we also know that there's people that stand behind us that keep on pushing. They're saying, Doc, I got you. Sis, I got you. Bro, I got you. Watch this, Yolanda, I got you. Donnell, I got you. Kashima, I got you. Holly, I got you. Candace,
yeah.
I got you. Dwayne, yeah. I got you.
Yeah.
Natalie, I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. And sometimes they don't know that word that they shared is the word. I was sitting in service once. I was sitting in, and I was in the office at the church one Sunday, and I was at the desk, and, you know, I'm studying, and Overseer Parker walked in, and he just walked behind the desk. I had my head down. I spoke to him. I said, good morning, Reverend. And he walked behind the desk, and he put his hand on my back, and he just started rubbing my back. Little did he know what I was going through. I hadn't called him. I hadn't said nothing to him. I hadn't spoke to him. I hadn't told him I was going through. I was struggling. He put his hand in my back, and he just started praying. And the thing about it is, the crazy part about it is, he didn't even speak English. He spoke in tongues.
Jeez.
He just started speaking in tongues and rubbed my back, and tears started to roll out my face. To empower. See, we don't know the importance of imparting into people. Watch this here. Notice how the story went. It went from Ruth being bitter to Ruth giving instructions. Come on, girl. Ooh,
yeah.
Girl, you. I'm gonna leave that alone because you worked that today. You worked that today. God, dog. That was encouragement to me. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Let's see here. All right. What we're going to do, we're going to take a real quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. Stay on with me, Yolanda. I'm gonna talk to you.
Okay.
I need you. one more time. Come on, open your mouth and say, I need you.
I need you.
Let me hear you. You need me.
You need me.
Oh, we're all.
We're all a part of God's body.
Stand with me.
Stand with me.
Agree with me.
Agree with me. We're all a part of God's body.
It is His will.
It is His will that every need be supplied.
You're important.
You are important to me.
Yes, you are.
I need you to survive.
Continue to let it play, because there's somebody
that was under the sound of that song, that heard, I was listening to that song. They needed to know. God, thank you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. That song could have very well kept somebody from committing suicide. That song, that very song could have been a song that was keeping somebody from getting in their car after they listened to this broadcast. They say, if I didn't hear nothing, if I didn't hear a song, if I didn't hear something to encourage me on today, I was going to take this car and I was going to drive this car off the bridge. So, Father, thank you. Thank you, Father. God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. I know what I told you I was going to do, prophets, but if you would, just let me move in the Holy Ghost. Father, thank you for that person that's under the sound of our voices right now. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for meeting them right where they are. God, the place where they are about to lose their mind. Father, a place where they have lost their mind, Father God. God, a place where they're about to throw in the towel. God, the place where they have thrown the towel in. Father, we thank you, Lord God. God, that they needed to hear the words, I need you to survive. I'm good, but I need you to survive. I'm pushing, but I need you to survive. I'm standing here with tears in my face, and my heart is broken, but I need you to survive. I'm standing here, I'm broken, battered, and bruised, but I need you to survive. I'm sitting up here, and I don't know which way I'm gonna go, but I need you to survive. I'm facing an eviction notice. I'm facing a foreclosure. I'm facing a repossession. I'm facing an empty bank account. I'm facing a broken marriage. I'm facing children running rampant. I'm facing all this stuff, and I need you to survive. I need you to know that the storm don't last always. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. There is a place called recovery in your life, and God, I thank you right now for being a strength to recover, a strength to push, a strength to drive, a strength to say, I'm going to be okay. I can make it. I know that the tears are rampant. I know the tears are consistent. I know the tears are always flowing. But, Lord, I just want to say thank you, because they heard that song this morning, and they said, I can keep on going. I needed you to survive. I needed you to work that thing out. I need you more now than anything. I need to be able to walk this thing out with you. So, God, I thank you right now for strength. I thank you right now, Lord God, for restoration and power to be able to continue to move forward in what you're saying and what you're doing in this hour. God, the ones that are struggling, yes, God, emotionally, physically, financially, spiritually, mentally, the ones that are struggling, Lord God. God, the ones that are struggling, Lord God, don't know which way to turn. Give them peace. The ones that are struggling in their bodies. God, the ones that are struggling with addiction. The ones that are struggling with their identity, Father. God, the ones that are struggling in places, Lord God. God, that need to know that the end of this thing is not death. This is not death. As a matter of fact, this is the way out. The struggle. Sheesh, my God. There's a struggle even when you're trying to get out. Even when the baby is being born, it's a struggle between life and death. Sheesh, shamandio, shamanda, yenanamansiti. Even when the birthing, God, that's taking place is a struggle between life and death for both the parent and the child. So, God, I thank you right now, Lord God, that everybody arrives safe. They come out of this thing all right. We lift them up to you. We lift them up to you. And we say, work on their behalf. Let them know, Lord God, that all things are being made well in their life. Now, Father, we pray for Prophetess Yolanda. We pray for the woman of God. God, that she has poured out into this atmosphere that caused this shift to take place in this atmosphere. Father, we pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Ma Shike Kato Manana Yanamanso Ura Namanseke Terenamansaya Yayabasi Kandiosha. God, we pray for the woman of God. God, we lift her up to you, Father God. We speak Shamai Kandio Shamandiana Manse Keterenamanso. Thank you, Father. We Shimanda Yando Shakanda Yanamasi. We speak life over her. We call her into the stand that she's standing in, God. We thank you for giving her the ability to gird herself up, God, in her most holy faith and continue to fight the good fight of faith. God, it is not without struggle, God, that she do that, she do what she does. But Lord, we thank you, Father God, for strength, God, even in the struggle. God, we thank you for encouraging her even now. Yes, God, I hear you. We speak life to you. We speak life over you. We speak restoration. Father, Father, we thank you. We speak, Father God. God, the capability and the ability, Lord God, to stand in what you have called her to stand in. God, we speak to the inability of the devil to get under her skin. We speak to the inability for the devil to try to keep her from moving forward. We speak to the inability. Nay, man sike, shama ya na 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 ma so mama mama ndia mansa. We speak to the inability of the devil, Lord God, to keep her from moving forward and what you call her to move forward in, oh God. God, we thank you right now for speaking. We speak the inability for the devil to be the stumbling block that keeps her from moving forward. We speak to the inability for the devil, Lord God. God, to be able to, God, to get in, God, into her mind and into her spirit. God, we speak to the inability for the devil. We say he has no power and he has no strength. We speak the inability over his life. God, everything that he tries, everything that he tries to accomplish, everything he tries to do, God, we speak of inability, Lord God. His hands don't work. His mindset don't work. In other words, God, we speak that scripture that when the devil comes in one way, you send him out seven different ways. You spin his mindset up. You make him so confused he don't know what to do. So we thank you, Father God, for the inability for the enemy to come in and wreak havoc. Have no power and you have no strength. We speak an inability over him. God, we speak a disability to us. Yes, my God, thank you. We speak a disability to the enemy on today. You disabled today. yeah, God, you unplug. We unplug you right now. We push your power button and say you have no power. Yes, God, I hear you. Thank you, Father. We turn your monitor off. You can't even monitor us. Everybody know man so tired. Yes, God. We cut your monitoring spirit off. We say you ain't got no strength to see what's going on. We cut your social media feed. God, thank you. Well, we speak that over her life right now. You don't have no power. You don't have no strength. We speak a death to you. We speak a death to you. We speak a death to you, enemy. You have no power. You have no power. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God. We thank you so much. We thank you so much. We thank you so much. Did you want to share something before we got off of here, Prophetess?
I just want to say that I'm grateful and I'm humbled to be asked of such tremendous honor to be able to share the word of God and the opportunity, the platform that is allowed. I'm so grateful and thankful to God. And you were right on time in regards to somebody was really hurting And I thank God, you let God use you to speak life and to encourage. It's no coincidence that you happen to be taking a pastor place temporarily. It was a on time for you to do so because it was needed at this time. And I'm grateful. It was a pleasant experience. I am grateful. God bless you all.
They were trying to put me on mute. Devil is a lie. Amen. Listen, we're just grateful. Guys, listen, we're going to play a couple of more songs, and then we're going to go ahead on and we're going to end the broadcast. What I want to do is I want to do this before we close out the broadcast. Before we close out the broadcast, I want to invite you. I want to send you a friend request, as the social media people say. I want to send you a friend request. I want to send you a request. Those of you that don't know Christ in the pardon of your sin, you don't know Him. You don't know Him to be who you need Him to be in your life. The world calls it the sinner's prayer and a sinner's scripture. We have dubbed it here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection as the Overcomer Scripture and the Overcomer's Prayer. Because we believe that once you receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're no longer the victim, but you are a victor. I'm going to say that again because that helps somebody. You're no longer a victim, but you are a victor. And because the enemy is so crafty, he's been like that since the garden. He beguiled Eve, tempted Eve. Eve had, unbeknownst to herself, being taken captive by her oppressor, which is Satan, to partake of something that was not for her to take, and she wind up inadvertently corrupting her husband. And sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, drive you to your destiny. We were put in places. We were put in sinful places. Yes, God, I hear you. We were put in sinful places, not knowing the door that was open to us, and now we're stuck. Mm. Now we are captive, if you would. Now we're in a struggle. Come here, let me help you. Now you're in a struggle place. Hello, lights and walls. You're in a struggle place. And when you've been in a struggle place, ladies and gentlemen, what has happened is you don't know how to get out. It's like having a door to exit, but you have no doorknob. You can see the door. You can see the imprint of the door, but there's no doorknob to open the door for you to get out. Because it's almost like a trap room situation. You know you need to get out, and you know you need to be out of there. You just don't know how. But watch this here. Let me help you get out. Let me give you the doorknob to get you out of this thing. And it's in the scriptures in Romans 10 and 9, which simply says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. Simple. Not complex. Not hard. Just a simple confession. Speaking life to a situation that has held you captive for so long. Speaking freedom from a place that held you captive for so long. Speaking a way out in a place that you have felt trapped in for so long. So I'm just going to pray, and I'm going to reintroduce Romans 10 and 9. And when I do that, that's your doorknob. You just say, Lord, here am I. And watch that door open up for you, and you can walk out of it. You're free. You're free. You're free. And I'm going to give you some keys afterwards that I believe will bless you. I believe it will help you. Let us pray. Gracious eternal Father, we thank you for those that are outside of my voice. Father, those who feel like they have been trapped, feel like they've been captive, they've been placed in a place that they have no keys to get out of. But, Lord, we thank you right now, God, that we, as we lift them up, God, they realize that they have sin in their life. They realize that they have issues in their life. They realize that they have problems in their life. But, Father, I thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you will bring them to a place of clarity and restoration. God, that as they come today, God, they come with a repentant heart, asking you, God, to forgive them for the things that they have done knowingly and unknowingly. God, for forgiving them for things that they have walked into intentionally and unintentionally. God, we thank you right now, God. God, for you restoring back to them, God. God, that the enemy has robbed them of their sanity and their peace. Father, their joy, their strength, and their hope. Father, we thank you right now for restoring back unto them, God, that they need. Father, to move forward in you. So, God, we give them that door that Romans 10 and 9 says. Give them that doorknob that they need from Romans 10 and 9 that simply says that if they confess with their mouth and believe with their hearts that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, they are saved. Thank you for them being safe in a place of safety, restoration, and peace to them all. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Let me bless you real quick. Let me bless you. Those of you all that received Jesus Christ, first off, we want to say welcome to the body of Christ. Those of you all who have given your life, go to the social media page on Op House and go into the messenger board and just tell them, I received Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And so we will be so happy and glad that you guys did that. Now, if there are those of you all who are here in the Houston area and you're looking for a church home, you're giving your life to Christ, and you need a place to call home, a place to call refuge, a place to call safe, we will want to invite you to be a part of the Abba House International. That's one of the first keys that you need to do. First key is get yourself a Bible. Second key, get you a church home. The third key, make sure that that individual person, pastor, female or male, is preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now watch this. When you do so, when you get in that church, I want you to get active. I don't want you to just be there. I want you to be active, because watch this. It's not biblical, but it's Bible based. I'm gonna say that again. It's not biblical, but it's Bible based. My grandmother used to say it to me all the time. An idle mind is the devil's workshop. So you need to get in there and get active. See, the more you do, come here, let me bless you. The more you do in the body of Christ, the further away you pull from Satan. So make sure you get active. Make sure that you get involved. Make sure you move. You move different. Yeah, that, like the young folks say, I got to move different. I need you to move different. I don't need you to be around the same clique, because what you're going to wind up doing is you're getting that same little clique and you're moving around that same little clique. And see, they pulling you. You think you pulling them, but they'll be pulling you. So get you a really good Bible. Get in the church home and make sure that church home you get into, they're preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the purpose of the Bible. I want you to read the Bible, not just believe what the preacher's saying. Because a lot of times, listen, I've been there. We missed the mark. We missed them, not intentionally sometimes, but sometimes they preach in the, it's to sway you to go somewhere else. But I want to bless you. I want to give you clarity in the mission that God has put in your life. Amen? Amen. So get those three keys. Now, those of you all that are here in the Houston area that you need a church home, please come and visit us at 6705 High Street. We are the pastors of the Abba House International. We would love to have you guys become an active member of the Abba House family. We have a saying at the Abba House, there is room at the house. So listen, there is room at the house for you. So we would love to have you come and be a part of what God is doing here at the Abba House. We'll bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. That's our mission. That's our mission as a body of believers to give you that, those tools that you need to keep on fighting and keep on pushing. Amen? Amen. So those of you all that have had that opportunity to receive Jesus Christ, welcome aboard. Welcome to the body of Christ. We're so excited about your new move that you have decided to make with Christ, and we look forward to you guys. Elevation and moving greater and further into your relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Those of you all who would like to sow, you can do so. We have two ways. We have our Cash App and we have our Zelle. That Cash App is simply $WGC2020. That's again WGC2020. And then we also have our Zelle, which is 346-419-5960. That number again is 346-419-5960. Those of you all who like to Zelle or Cash App, whatever the Lord lays on your heart to share, we would love to have you share that seed of grace. Let us pray for your seed that you're sending. God, we thank you for those that are the believers who are sending their seed. God, right now, God, we pray, God, that they do not give it grudgingly, but Lord, they give it from their hearts. And God, that they know that it's going to go on to fertile ground, and that ground will produce a harvest. And we thank you for the harvest, even in the season time, oh God, of the harvest. And then in the time of where there is no season of harvest, but they still receiving the blessings that is continually flowing into their life. And we thank you in advance, God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you guys. Thank you. We're going to go ahead and we're going to listen to some really good gospel music. And wow, we're going to go ahead on and just enjoy the rest of the show. Amen, amen.
So this song right here means a lot to me. And I was traveling and God began to speak to me. He said, when you think about company, they come over to your house. At some point, because they're company, they have to go. He said, but with me, I want to be the person who can stay with you and for the rest of your life. So my prayer was to God, you are the company that never have to leave me. So I need you to stay with me. How can I live? How can I move? How can I be without you? How can I stand in the midst of pain? I can't go on without you. You are the company that doesn't have to go. So stay with me. I'm broken before you. Please don't leave, cause I need you. I'm empty if I don't have you. So stay with me. I lift my heart to thee. You are my victory. Can't imagine life without you. So stay with me, oh Lord. Stay with me. Stay with me. Stay with me. How can I live? How can I move? How can stay with me.
I'm broken before you.
Oh yeah. company that doesn't have to go. You can stay as long as you like. Keep me company as long as you like. Your will is my command. Whatever you need from me, God, I give it unto you. You ain't gotta ask for it no more. I say yes. Somebody just open up your mouth and tell them for somebody that he can find that's in the right posture that will make heaven move on their behalf. I need somebody. I know we're recording, but I need you to get up out of your seat. If you gotta walk around, you walk around. But I need you to open up your mouth and begin to pull on God tonight. Get in the right posture. Get in the right posture. Some of you need to be at the altar. Some of you need to be at the altar. You gotta understand is every time you open up your mouth and worship, worship is an automatic, it is an automatic a signal to the angels to do whatever it is that God has instructed them to do on your behalf. I wonder if there's somebody out here who will signal the angels tonight.
Thank you. you choose.